ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 3, Text. What should I do? So, this verse was done yesterday, so we will read Text 5. So, please just listen and you can follow. Gunair gunansa bhunjana Atma pradyotitai prabhu Manyamana idam srishtam आत्मानम् इह सज्जते। गुणैर्गुणान् स भुञ्जानम् आत्मप्रद्योतितये प्रभु मन्यमान इदं सृष्टम् आत्मानम् इह सज्जते। गुणैर्गुणान् स भुञ्जानम् आत्मप्रद्योतितये प्रभु मन्यमान इदं सृष्टम् आत्मानम् इह सज्जते। Mataji's Gunair with the modes, the senses. Gunan, the modes, the objects of the senses. Saha, he, the individual living being. Bhunjanaha, enjoying. Atma, by the Supreme Soul. Pradyotitahe, enlivened. Prabhu, the Master. Manyamanaha, thinking. Idam, this. Srishtam, created. Body. Atmanam, as his own self. Iha, in this. Sajjate, he becomes entangled. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the individual living being, the master of the material body, uses his material senses, which have been activated by the super soul, to try to enjoy sense objects composed of three modes of nature. Thus he misidentifies the created material body with the unborn eternal self and becomes entangled in the illusory energy of the Lord. We are doing this in 2 days. Today we will read half the purport and tomorrow we will do the rest of the purport. Purport: in this verse the living entity is called Prabhu or Master because he is a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Master Krishna. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has described living entity as Ishwar, the controller. 15.8 Shariram yadavapnoti yachapi utkramati ishwara grihitva etani samyati vayur gandhani vashayat. The living entity in the material world carries his various conceptions of life from one body to another as air carries aroma. Srila Prabhupada has commented in his purport: here the living entity is described as Ishwar, the controller of his own body. If he likes, he can change his body to a higher grade, and if he likes, he can move to a lower class. Minute independence is there. The change his body undergoes depends upon him. That's from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita. Further, this statement confirms the words Swamatra and Atma Prasiddhaya in text 3 of this chapter. If the Supreme Lord were to interfere with the minute independence of the living entity, there would be no question of the living entities engaging in the loving service of the Lord. Since love implies a spontaneous free choice by the lover. Here the word Prabhu indicates that just as a child, having received a toy car from his father, pedals on the sidewalk, imitating the father who drives an actual car, the living entity pedals around the material universe in the innumerable material bodies selected for him by the Lord, Supreme Lord, in an assortment of 8.4 million species. Thus the living entity, infatuated with the false ego of the material body, creates a fearful situation in which he undergoes repeated birth and death, as described in the statement Bhayam Dvitya Bhiniveshata Syat, Bhagavatam 11.2.37. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before attempting to speak something. So here in the translation it is mentioned, the individual living being, the master of the material body, so the word used is Prabhu. Prabhu is the master. The master of the material body uses his material senses, which have been activated by the super soul, to try to enjoy sense objects composed of the three modes of nature. Thus he misidentifies the created material body with unborn eternal self, and becomes entangled in the illusory energy of the Lord. So the concept which is discussed here is misidentifies with the created material body, with the unborn eternal self. So the concept of misidentification is mentioned. And therefore is called as Prabhu, because he is the Prabhu of the body. And just now we were discussing in another class, like there are two Kshetrajnas, you know. Like here I am giving class, but somebody is controlling the mic, so he has a control of my volume. And we see suddenly the volume changes, right? So there are two controllers. So here I can control my voice by speaking very softly, or he can control my voice by changing the volume, right? If I get too loud, he suddenly adjusts. So he has control over my ecstasy, if it is ecstasy at all, right? So there are two controllers. So similarly in Gita it is mentioned, and that was a spontaneous thought because you adjusted the mic. In Gita it is mentioned there are two Kshetrajnas. And one who knows Kshetra and two Kshetrajnas, that other than you there is another controller, is a man of knowledge.
He doesn't consider himself as the only proprietor and controller. But the nature of conditioned soul, this is too much of a Kshetragya. Nature of a conditioned soul, take your freedom, no problem. Every conditioned soul has a freedom. And he is Prabhu and I am Prabhu to a certain extent. So, the nature of conditioned soul is to identify with Kshetra more than the superior Kshetragya. Because everybody wants to feel Prabhu, nobody wants to feel servant. Everybody wants to feel Prabhu, nobody wants to feel servant. Therefore, it's just the tendency to identify with matter or something over which you have control. It becomes, that connection becomes very fast. And identification with something supreme doesn't happen so easily. That's why if you see, in Gita it is mentioned most confidential knowledge. It is Raja Vidya. Because people can easily link to social welfare work at a bodily platform, philanthropy. Because that is all dealing with Kshetra, with matter. Welfare to the body. But this whole sublime process of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chanting and the ecstasies of meeting with Krishna, this is not so easy. Therefore it's called confidential, it's hidden as the ultimate goal. Even those who come to temple, the first thing we all can link to is prasad. Because pehle bhoj bhajan and then, no. First bhojan and then bhajan. Then becomes life becomes peaceful. We know some people have here already taken bhojan and some are going to take bhojan. And we all know we are going to get bhojan. So we are peaceful sitting here. And therefore Srila Prabhupada made this system. Satisfy the devotees, especially when they are new. Feed them up to here. Give them enough prasad. Yesterday we were at somebody's house and the devotee was mentioning during lunchtime. He said, I never used to eat so much, but after coming to ISKCON, I started eating so much. And I think some of us have this experience. He said, I never had so much appetite, but in your temple, you make such good prasadam that my appetite doubled. And I have never eaten so much variety. Prasad immediately he can link to. Another devotee, he came to know after Jagannath Mishra festival. The festival was there and with a big feast, It was all an Italian menu on a Bengali day. But it was great menu. It was good. We had Italian rice and Italian... Everything was Italian. Because Mahaprabhu has become like global now. He's Italian, he's American, everything. And this devotee came to know... He didn't know that there's a feast in the temple. And next day, whole day, he was lamenting. He said, why did you tell me there was a feast? Italian feast. He was lamenting. Whole day is... Why did you not tell me? Why did you not tell me? He was sending SMS to another devotee. His connection to the temple is prasad. Something in matter he can relate to. He is the Prabhu. He can eat a lot. And we have a lot of expectations from this matter. From this world. I was coming from Vada, Govardhan Eco Village, and... There is a gap between that road which turns to Thane, what is that called? Ghodbandar, something like that. And then the Mira road. Before that, there's a whole stretch of that highway. And there are rocks, and behind the rocks, there is on the roadside, there is a man who repairs the tires, vehicles. And I could see that this owner of the shop is right way inside, and there are rocks kept there. Wo bada bada pathar hai udar, the kind of small pahari type thing. And he's sitting out, and he's looking like this. And I was thinking, my God, he must be praying full day. Kab kiska tire burst ho? That must be his only prayer. You see? I can see on his face, he's just waiting when the next customer will come. So, wow, look at the energy which he is throwing on our vehicles. He's just so much expectation. And how I can relate to, in my childhood, I used to hear from doctors, one family doctor he used to say, आजकल धंधा बहुत ही मंदा चल रहा है. I said, what do you mean by that? धंधा मंदा चल रहा है मतलब कोई बीमार नहीं पड़ रहा. And the whole day he is praying, कब अगला पेशेंट आएगा, कब किसका टायर बर्स्ट होगा, and he will come and take treatment. So I was thinking, this doctor always throwing energy in one sense. Doctor is supposed to treat, but his desire is more patients come. This means he is throwing energy that okay, when somebody falls sick, when somebody comes, takes treatment. What kind of thought process is that? In material world, we are always expecting from matter. Always expecting. And this expectation always keeps us miserable. Sometimes it's fulfilled, sometimes not. In Canto 11, we hear about Pingala, the prostitute. She's standing and she's waiting. When the next customer will come? When the next person will come? And waiting and waiting and waiting, finally she realized, this asha, this hope, this expectation is the cause of the biggest misery. Because I am thinking, I am the Prabhu of all that I am supervising, and because I have so much expectation from what I supervise, and things do not go my way, it leads to my own misery. And here it is mentioned. Thus he misidentifies the created material body with his unborn self. In Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned at one purport, there are two kinds of misgivings or misidentifications. Since the subject of misidentification is touched here, it is some people identify with matter and some people identify their oneness with the Supreme Absolute. And both are misgivings in one sense. So we will discuss, throw some light on both misidentifications, how one tends to become Prabhu of all that he serves. So first is misidentification or misgiving of misidentifying with the matter. That is one problem which the spirit soul has, which the living entity has. They are always having too much expectation from the matter. And in this purport it is mentioned, bhayam dvitya bhiniveshata syat. That is something which creates a lot of fear. Muchukunda in his prayers, this prayer is repeated by several other devotees, in his prayers, when Lord appears to him in that dark gufa, that cave where he is lying, some of you went to Badrinath, you must have seen there is a Muchukunda cave there. I am not sure if that is the same cave where Muchukunda was lying, but it said that is the cave there, Muchukunda was lying there, and Lord Krishna entered. And we know Kalyavan was there, and Kalyavan woke up, and then Muchukunda is there. And Muchukunda sees the Lord, he is wondering, who are you? Are you Brahma? Are you fire god? Are you Surya? Or are you the potency of all potent beings? And the Lord reveals his identity. And then he starts offering beautiful prayers. And in one of the prayers he says, about the identification with matter, he says, when a person is enthroned as a king, when a person is enthroned as a king, sometimes he travels on chariots, sometimes he travels on elephants, and sometimes all these wonderful vehicles or conveyances on which he travels, which shows his opulence, they are decorated with gold and something like that. He says they are decorated, and he is too much obsessed or too much thinking about his power and royalty. But he doesn't know that at the end what he is. Krimi vit bhasma. He compares to these three things. He says his identity ultimately dissolves to these three things. Either he becomes worms, if he's thrown out, his body is in the forest and all the jackals and all the vultures eat this body and it becomes stool of those vultures. Or it's cremated and it becomes ashes. He said the thing which he is identifying with so much and he is getting so obsessed with and he is so all the time thinking about it, that kshetra ultimately turns out to be krimi vit bhasma, what he is thinking about. But because of their identification, so much fear is created that my position will be taken away from me. And this strong holding over the position, this strong absorption in the kshetra becomes the biggest cause of fear. And from that only the name comes Dhritarashtra, one who is holding his rashtra. Dhritarashtra. He is blinded by desire for opulence. And Vidura also comes and tells him the same statement in Canto 1. He says, just see how fear has overtaken you. Gaurang Prabhu was giving wonderful that seminar on Dhruva Maharaj 3 days last week, I guess it was last week. And he was mentioning one very nice point. He said, anxiety about future is a non-devotional sentiment. What a statement. Anxiety about future. It's too much anxiety. What will happen to the future? What will happen to the future? What danger will come up? Or what if my, like in this case, powers will go away, or opulence will go away. So much fear overwhelms a living entity who is not having faith in Supreme Lord. Anxiety about future is a non-devotional sentiment. Very nice statement. And he picked it up from one of the purports of Srila Prabhupada. Vidur is telling Dhritarashtra, fear has overtaken you and do not come to me now like previous times. Oh, please tell me what is the remedy. Sorry, there is no remedy. Can't you see your sons, your well-wishers, your relatives, your brothers, everyone has been taken away by the factor of time. When Muchukunda is in that same cave, when Kalayavan comes there, that verse is very beautifully described. Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, O Raja Parikshit, O King Parikshit. And then here Kalayavan entered, and in a moment of time he burned to ashes. Just itna hi likhte hain, ek sentence mein he finishes. O Raja Parikshit, Kalayavan entered, and in a moment of time he was burned to ashes. Now I was thinking just from the word, O Raja Parikshit, how much it must be speaking to him. He says, O Raja Parikshit, and Parikshit must be thinking, look, I have 7 days and 7 nights, and for Kalayavan, he was coming and he was rushing, he was like running, and Krishna was just there, and he could have just, he was thinking, I'll just hold Krishna. He said, virtually he had already caught him. Almost within the reach. It was all victory, apparently for him. And he was thinking, abhi cave mein gaya to jayega kahan? Cave mein to kuch, this is a blind cave. And he doesn't know that he is relishing his victory, relishing his approach towards Krishna. I have just caught hold of him. Now he's in the cave. He's a kayar, he's a coward, he's running away, run chod, he ran away from the battle. But he didn't know what time holds for me. Just entered, and within a moment, he's ashes. Krimi what with Bhasma finished. And he's telling, O King Parikshit, just see. In a moment of time he is gone. And King Parikshit, I have been told 7 days and 7 nights. So anybody who is absorbed in Kshetra, he doesn't know what time holds for him. Any minute, anything. Like this one devotee, very sad, he was telling that how one of his relatives went to do Ganesh Visarjan in Hyderabad, in the waters. And two devotees doing Ganpati ji Visarjan, and their foot slipped into the water, and he drowned there only. He went to drown Ganpati ji, and he drowned there. It was such a sad situation. Look at his parents, what happened? How time plays. Sutta Goswami says, evam griheshu sakta naam pramatta naam tadihaya atyakramad avigyata kalam param dustara. You are trying to be the Prabhu, but there is a Kala who is another Prabhu sitting on the top of you. And those who are too attached, time overcomes imperceptibly. Atyakramat avigyata. They do not even understand when time takes them over and their whole life is finished. In attachments to Kshetra. In being the Prabhu. Okay, now the next point. We had two misgivings. The first misgiving is misidentification with the body. The second misgiving is misidentification that I am one with God. I am the same as the Supreme. There's another misgiving which haunts or which attacks the conditioned soul and which gives him flickering pleasure or a very fleeting or very temporary pleasure. In Gaur Leela, there is one nice story come which really I like very much. It says that Raghunath Bhatt Goswami is running from his home. You see, this concept of misgiving, actually, yeah, let's discuss that. So, this Raghunath Bhatt Goswami comes from his home to meet Lord Chaitanya in Puri. He leaves from Varanasi, and on the way he meets this Brahman, Ramdas Vipra. Right? That's his name, Ramdas Vipra. Ramdas Vipra he meets. This Ramdas Vipra is such a humble, such a gentle, and he's coming from a good post. I think he's secretary to a governor or something like that. He's coming from the post. He renounces everything. He gives up everything. He is going to Puri to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. All the time he's chanting the names of Lord, which I think some of us would find it difficult, all the time chanting the names. We need a break. All the time he's chanting the names. He is a renunciant. He has renounced his past connections. He is going with eagerness for darshan of Lord. And on top of that, he is a learned scholar also. Not that he is a bhavuk. He is a very learned scholar. He has read shastras. And plus, he is a very good teacher also. He teaches shastras. In Puri, that's what he does. He goes and has teaching. What is the name of that shastra? Something he has teaching, I forgot. But he starts teaching there. So this means, from all material angles, he's a scholar, he's very good in his presentation, he's very good in his chanting of the names, and plus, he is very, very gentle, humble, apparently in his demeanor, and he's serving Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. He's carrying his luggage, and I think Raghunath Bhatt Goswami is a young person that time, and he massages him, he serves him. And even Raghunath Bhatt Goswami gets very conscious. Why you are trying to serve me so much? You are so exalted. You are chanting the name of Lord Ram. And with this so much intensity, when he sees Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he must be an exalted soul. And when he is received by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, Mahaprabhu gets very happy, embraces him, he gives him place, take prasadam with me, he welcomes him, all the hospitality he offers to whom? To Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And he is very eager to talk about Ramdas Vipra because he has seen somebody with such qualities. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not offer any attention to him. Does not offer any attention to him. And this pastime speaks a lot. He says because he has the misidentification, he is trying to be one with God. Right, that's the misidentification, Ramdas Vipra. He says he's trying to become one. Now here Lord Chaitanya checks his consciousness. In what consciousness he is doing the devotional activities. And therefore the same activities externally they are brilliant. There is a humble demeanor, there is a great scholarship, there is a renunciation, apparently there is eagerness. But the consciousness is not proper and he is rejected by Lord Chaitanya. And he says he stays there never to get the mercy and he just engages in some other work. Surprising. So this is another misidentification. Now, about the misidentification, here it's Prabhu, but we are so strong in telling about servant, servant, servant. That's our misidentification, that's our. And that's very hard for conditioned soul to take. And that's why one of the verses which comes is Ekatvam Anupashyate. Ekatvam. One who becomes one with the vision of the Lord. One who becomes one with the mission of the Lord. Prabhupada writes in one of the purport in Bhagavatam, one has to adjust his pace with the mission of the Lord. I think in first kind of 15th chapter it comes. One has to adjust his pace with the mission of the Lord. And the loyalty and the servitude and the surrender is so much stressed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What kind of past tense we hear? Look at the surrender and the loyalty we check. Sometimes we give books to new people to read Srila Prabhupada books. And one of the things, problem which we find is, instead of adjusting their vision with Srila Prabhupada's vision, they adjust Srila Prabhupada's purports with their own vision. That's another thing. Because as I said, you know, Ramdas Vipra, his consciousness is improper, so he's trying to approach, but with his own vision. And therefore, they can never get the nectar. Somebody was just reading, we were discussing Bhagavad Gita in the conference room, and this discussion was going on, how to go deep into Bhagavad Gita, because the discussion was on Bhagavad Gita. And we were discussing one point, that one thing is you repeatedly read,
with eagerness to understand. But Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in 10.1 purport, he says one has to study in the association of devotees. Because association rectifies your thought process, which is so much contaminated by so many speculative ideas, which are picked up from so many, as Bhagavatam says, crow-like literatures. So much ideas, mundane speculative ideas, and we see everything in Prabhupada's book from that vision. And then it becomes a problem. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita talks of another level of loyalty and how it highlights the pastime between Jagadanand Pandit and Sanatana Goswami. See, what kind of servitude? Absolutely no prabhutva is emphasized. Jagadanand Pandit, Sanatana is told to go to Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya is very worried that you go to Vrindavan, but do not mix with everyone there. Make sure you only hold Sanatana Goswami, and wherever you go, 12 forests, go in the association of Sanatana Goswami, who is trained by me, apparently. Lord Chaitanya's personal men is there. Now, Jagadanand Pandit might think, you know, imagine if he's one of those Kaliyuga species, you know, who get too fearful of possessiveness. He is too possessive. He is just, Lord Chaitanya is too possessive and too fearful. Am I not mature? Do I not know what is right, what is wrong? First of all, Lord Chaitanya is not allowing him to go to Vrindavan. He said, if you go to Vrindavan, because you are angry with me, you will criticize me. And after a lot of persuasion, he goes and he says, make sure you stay with Sanatana Goswami. But Jagadanand Pandit is no less loyal. He is sold out. Sometimes, you know, we see those who have not thoroughly read Srila Prabhupada books, you know, and we see they want to read anything and everything on the planet Earth. Now here, look at the loyalty which we will discuss in our that seminar, you know, which we do, Srila Prabhupada's legacy. What is that Prabhuji did? Srila Prabhupada as a founder acharya, establishing him his position, right? What is that seminar that Prabhu came and did? Yeah, establishing the position of Srila Prabhupada, something like. Now in that, how much we say our surrender and dedication to Srila Prabhupada. Now Jagadanand Pandit and Sanatana Goswami, he goes to take association of Sanatana Goswami, and one day he invites, okay, I am cooking for you, you come and take prasadam at my house. And Jagadanand Pandit is cooking in some small place, and Sanatana Goswami comes, and he comes. You know, when you go to somebody's house for prasadam, may not be brahmacharis, but somebody, even everybody, you know, dresses up nicely and decorates. What are their abhushan? What is their decoration? He puts a saffron cloth of some sannyasi on his head. On his head only, right? He tied on his head. And he goes and sits at the door of Jagadanand Pandit. Now, Sanatana Goswami also wants to see the hidden servitude and intense loyalty and dedication to Srila Prabhupada. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Intense dedication. Look at this. What kind of, I mean, vafadari is exhibited here. Or what kind of love is, or you say fanaticism is exhibited here. And Jagadanand Pandit is thinking, wow, Sanatana Goswami is the foremost scholar, foremost associate of Lord Chaitanya. This must be the cloth of Lord Chaitanya. But still, as a matter of formality, you know, sometimes we want to hear from somebody's mouth, you know, okay, how you got it and where you got it from, that Mahaprasad which you are honoring by putting on the head. He says, oh, where did you get this from? He said, oh, it's from a sannyasi, I guess, Mukunda Saraswati, right? That's the name, Mukunda Saraswati. It's from the sannyasi. And Jagadanand Pandit takes that whatever cooking pot he has and is about to throw it. And I don't know, it's not clear, does he really throw it or he's about to throw? I think he doesn't throw it, but he gets very embarrassed and he gets very ashamed, what am I doing? And then he says, you are the foremost devotee of Lord Chaitanya. If you as the eldest is going to set such standards, what kind of loyalty others are going to show? How can you wear the cloth of a sannyasi who is not something other than Lord Chaitanya? Look at the fanaticism kind of Jagadanand Pandit is showing in one sense. But I would say the better word would be loyalty what he is showing. And the servitude what he is showing. So on one side we have misgivings of identifying with Kshetra. On other side we have misidentifying with anything which is spiritual. So called spiritual, apparently spiritual. But then another side we have
identify so strongly as a servant in complete loyalty. And that's where we highlight, you know, some of these sections where Srila Prabhupada understood the heart of spiritual master. Rupa Goswami understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is highlighted because they exhibited complete loyalty and dedication, which is just so difficult when the mind always desire wants to be the Prabhu, as the word used here, Prabhu. Atma Pradyotitaya Prabhu. He is getting all his knowledge from Supreme Soul and then he is rejecting the Supreme Soul and becoming Prabhu of something else. I was discussing in one of the ashrams, I was hearing one recording. One of our senior leaders went to one of the ashrams to give Gita Katha. And it was mentioned that in their ashram, every now and then different people from different sanstha come to give Gita Katha. They don't want to invite one person. Okay, let's invite Prabhupada's representative. Now let's invite this representative. Let's invite this representative. Because the fear is, if you invite one representative, then automatically the concept of surrender comes. Why surrender? Let's take flavor from everyone. So again, this thing they don't like. Acharya Pasanam, being servant of one person and servitude and surrender. This dedication, they don't like. And then we speak about excesses. And then we are thinking about the higher pleasures. You see, Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentioned many things, you know, anubhav. I was just going through that section. Anubhav. What are the ecstatic symptoms? You don't get these ecstatic symptoms by we can't get it by a monkey-like mentality, jumping from one branch to another branch to another branch. Like Lord Chaitanya says, Raghunath Das Goswami, give up Markat Vairagya. These anubhav, very beautiful just to hear. At least you can aspire for what these anubhav are. Very nice, it is mentioned. Okay, before I go to anubhav, let's talk about this now. Lord Chaitanya's one associate is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now he also on an external platform looks like identifying with matter a lot. He's sitting on a great, godly, I mean beautiful asan, and the bedstead is beautiful and all decorated, and he's decorated and what not, the way what he's chewing and the way he's speaking and the way he's looking in the mirror and the way people are fanning him. He also seems to be misidentifying with matter, external platform. And actually that bewilders Gadadhar Pandit also. And he gets bewildered. But then Srila Prabhupada highlights in many purports in this thing. He says a devotee sometimes also seems to be absorbed in matter. You just scratch little bit. Or just have patience. Very soon you will find the real nature will come out. Because while dealing with matter, material world, it's natural to get contaminated. Look at Priyavrat Maharaj, how he gave up, renounced order, took up all the responsibility, and naturally when you are dealing with all this mundane administration and all, apparently you may appear to be contaminated by a lot of mundane contamination. And the purport says, what is that exactly? I'm just paraphrasing. He says, very soon, like same thing is mentioned in Arjun's case. Arjun was under complete depression. Apparently he was lost himself. But then the translation says, he again revived those instructions of Gita. And it appeared that Arjun is lost. It appeared Priyavrat is lost. But Lord protects. Very soon the thing was revived. So do not misunderstand a devotee thinking that he is contaminated now. For the sake of service, he has come in touch with matter. But just scratch or give some time and the real nature will come out, his pure love. If he is sincerely dedicated to the service. Dhruva, he is fighting with yakshas, and the beautiful section comes when yakshas cover him up with all the weapons. They are throwing all kind of purse and this and that, dirty objects, and it appears Dhruva is lost. Or when Dhruva gets angry, somebody may say, look, your pure devotee got angry. Apparently, dealing with matter, he got lost. But do not misunderstand a devotee. Apparently he is identifying with Kshetra. Apparently anger is attacking him, or depression is attacking him, or something. But he is a devotee of substance. Just wait time, just scratch, and the real ecstasy will come out. And same thing for Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Of course, these stories are long, we don't have so much time. But look at these examples. In devotee's case also apparently misidentifying. But just little bit, just wait. And sometimes, like Ramadas Vipra, very humble in his diviner, just crash little bit. And Lord Chaitanya knows what's hidden inside. He rejects. So sometimes it appears, you know, people who are not from devotional culture, sometimes they appear very pleasing. कैसे अच्छा बिहेव करते हैं, दे आर सो जेंटल. एंड समटाइम्स वी फाइंड डिवोटीज यू नो नॉट वेरी प्लीजिंग टू अवर नेचर बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट एवर पर्सनैलिटीज डिफरेंट डिवोटीज हैव. एंड देन श्री रूप गोस्वामी मेंशंस, आई वाज डिस्कसिंग अबाउट दिस अनुभव, ही सेज व्हेन दैट काइंड ऑफ सर्विट्यूड इज एग्जिबिटेड, कंप्लीट लॉयल्टी, कंप्लीट सरेंडर, देन द रियल ब्लिस ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस सर्फेसेस कम्स आउट. Otherwise, these ecstatic symptoms remains only after 19th chapter of Nectar of Devotion. I mean, nobody is going to wonder, will it ever happen to our life? But this is going to manifest after that immense loyalty and servitude exhibited by Jagadanand Pandit and Sanatana Goswami and all these wonderful devotees. Look at some of the ecstatic symptoms. I really like, you know, discussing all that. Very nice. One of the ecstatic symptoms, just to set our goal, that what are we looking at? Whole life are we going to keep talking, oh, I have to purify lust, I have to purify karma and krodha. Sometimes we should know what the beauty is of spiritual world. Now here, around 12 anubhav he mentioned. One of the anubhav he mentioned is neglecting the presence of others. Devotee gets so thrilled and so ecstatic, he neglects the presence of others. Of course, please don't start doing it if you are not on that platform. So this is all for, this is spontaneous. And the example which is given of the gopis and the brahmana's wives. In one prayer, the gopis are telling, they're telling, Krishna, you are like a sky. And in the sky of Krishna, Krishna is like a sky. In the sky of Krishna, since the Krishna has reached, what is that third stage? Kaishora. Kaishora, Kumar, Pauganda, then Kaishora stage. Right, Kaishora. In the Kaishora stage, Krishna has reached. And Krishna has reached Kaishora stage, Krishna has become so beautiful. This is, in the sky of Krishna, the beautiful sun, the sun of Krishna's beauty is rising. And when the sun rises, the moon sets down. And the gopis are telling, now when this beauty of Krishna's sun is rising in the sky of Krishna, Our moon of our chastity is setting down. And then what will happen? Now a person has three things, mind, intelligence, senses. It is chastity, our mind which is so chaste, is setting down. Because the sun has risen. And then I say, and our discrimination, our intelligence is like a lotus. That is withering away, because that was in full bloom when the moon was. But now, when the sun has come, lotus is setting up. So Krishna, you are so beautiful. And therefore, Krishna, you are acting like a spiritual master to neglect and do something which we have never done before. You are teaching us to run away from home. You are teaching us to be unchaste to our husbands and our relatives. And then you are teaching us to start whispering amongst, oh, all day we keep talking about you only. Like we were coming from Sringeri and two devotees were constantly talking. From this time we sat in the train till night, 10 o'clock, they were just talking only. So somebody who was sitting on the other side, they were asking, ye log kya baat kar rahe hai, jab se kar rahe hai, chalta ja raha hai, katha mein unko kuch to. Wo dono baith ke sleeper ke upar, they are talking, what are they doing? Krishna, you has taught us to do all this, because the sun of your beauty has risen. Then another thing, you know, they say about the ecstatic symptoms. Okay, there are beautiful ecstatic symptoms. One ecstatic symptom is drooling. You know, drooling. We're drooling saliva. Sometimes we see, you know, when all of us are tired, sometimes we are sitting in the audience, and I have seen, you know, somebody's head falls off. And then there is drooling also going on in the class. Because the person is tired. But this drooling is in ecstasy. Narada Muni is so ecstatic while chanting Hare Krishna. We also drool while chanting Hare Krishna, but we go to sleep in Japa time. You have seen? I mean, sometimes somebody gets tired. So Narada Muni has become stunned and he is drooling. And one thing which really gave me hope, one ecstatic symptom is yawning. And you know how it gave me hope? Yawning, and the example which is given is Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani looks at Krishna's face, which is like moon, so the moon comes in front, and Radharani's face is like a lotus, and what happens when the moonlight falls? The lotus expands. You know, y'all, can you expand? You know, it expands, yawning. And that is mentioned an ecstatic symptom. I was thinking, sometimes in the class, if 80% of the devotees are yawning, what a depressing sight for you. You are wondering whether I am speaking right or something wrong if devotees are falling asleep. But then I read this, I said, wow, what a hope. They are not sleeping, they are in ecstasy, all the devotees. So yawning is another symptom. Then he says, so yawning, drooling, belching is another ecstatic symptom. So if somebody is belching after breakfast, do not get worried. Belching is another ecstatic symptom. And Rupa Goswami mentions one line. He says, when the love goes beyond limit, it has to find some way to express and relieve itself. Like I'm sure many of us have experienced when we are very distressed. Like somebody dies or something sad happens. Crying gives us relief. Can I ask you honestly, how many feel that crying gives a relief in distress? Please raise hands. Let's be honest. Thank you, some people raised hand. Thank you very much. It gives us, to some people, it gives relief. And that's why somebody dies, then you make somebody, some people are in shock, they don't cry, you make them cry. Rupa Goswami says, ecstatic symptoms gives relief when the love goes beyond limit. So one is belching, and Radharani is belching too much, and Purnamasi goes to one gopi, says, do not worry, she is not belching because she has indigestion. It is a symptom of ecstasy. Miss body can't hold that ecstasy and all this. And there's another symptom. Laughing like a madman. And you know what is mentioned? Sometimes you see people laugh with jerks. You see jerks. And sometimes jerks are so loud and powerful. The example is given. In the devotee heart, there is a creeper of devotion. And that creeper is going so beautifully. It's growing. And creeper is throwing flowers. And one flower is falling. When he's laughing with jerks, when he's giving jerks, one love flower is falling from the creeper of devotion. Look at the detailed description. In one description, Narada Muni gets in ecstasy and he sings so loudly like Narasimha Dev. And there's another thing where somebody cries so loudly, the demon's wives abort and demigod's wives are in full auspiciousness. And there's one place Narada Muni sings so loudly or he's... his body stretches so much that his Brahman thread breaks away. Now we are hearing these ecstasies and we also want to experience something like that, at least some, spark of that. We hope to get that happiness. But then, coming back to the verse, anyways, we are ending now. Coming back to the verse, it says, Prabhu, he says, those who are in the mentality of Prabhu cannot experience this. They are always filled with fear. Bhayam, dvitya, bhini, vesh. They are always thinking, my kshetra, what will happen to kshetra? Or they will start identifying with the Supreme, oneness with Supreme, but the servitude, that gives such kind of ecstasy. So anyway, we discussed today two things. Misgiving, misidentification with matter, and we think we are the Prabhu of all the survey. And then we discussed several examples, how people identify with food, and we are always having expectations in this world. Then we gave example of that tire wala and the doctors, and then what else we discussed? We are overcome by fear like Dhritarashtra. Dasharatha is telling Lord Ram, take up the kingdom very soon, minds of people might change. Therefore, we should do your Abhishek tomorrow only. Otherwise, somebody else will take away your post. Minds of people might change. I am fearful. Anybody? And Ram was least bothered about kingdom. Therefore, he was not overcome with fear. And another misgiving is becoming one with the Lord. So we have Ramdas Vipra. And then we discuss loyalty of Jagdanand Pandit. And then we also discuss some of the anubhavs, some of the happiness, which goes beyond limits and one expresses through many of these symptoms because of intense servitude. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.